Text messages is often seen as very much a one-to-one type communication. You send a text message to somebody, they send you one back, all very much one-to-one. But did you know that there's quite a lot of tools available now to actually allow you to send text messages to the masses and also receive text messages back from the masses? If you're responsible for a learning and development team or a training department, why not have a look at some of the online text messaging services that will allow you to stay in contact with your learners in the run-up to learning events and following the learning events. You might want to send them some questions, you might want to send them some ideas of things to think about, you might want to send them some action planning points after the session itself, or even you might want to send them information in relation to the fact that the venue perhaps has changed or that the timings have changed and things like that. And these online text messaging tools proved to be very, very, very effective and cost effective during the recent heavy snowfalls within the UK within the education sector. So think about perhaps using text messaging services and the text functionality to actually stay in contact with your learners before, during and even after the learning event itself. Of course, it's not just about communicating to the masses. You can actually get information back from the masses via text messaging. And there's some great products out there. One is called TextWall, and actually allows your learners in a physical location to actually text questions, feedback, answers to what's called a text wall and allow that text wall to be displayed within a traditional classroom or training environment. Think of it as Twitter for those people that don't have Twitter. Most people have got the ability to send or receive a text message, so why not think about introducing text walls into your next learning event? And it's a very, very good way of perhaps broaching the subject of back channels and therefore broaching the subject of social media without actually touching on social media. It's far less threatening for many organisations, and it's using a tool that they're already used to using, text messaging. Have a look at text messaging.